Welcome back to another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host and part of eMoney Advisor. Today, I'm back with another advisor chat. I'm welcoming Michael Telford of Brio Financial Group. At Brio Financial Group, Michael focuses on many things, but primarily financial planning for non-traditional families. I think that many of you who have clients with unique circumstances and situations will be inspired to hear about some of the features that Michael uses in the eMoney application to create comprehensive plans for his clients that help them live the financial life they aspire to live. So let's tune in to my conversation with Michael. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I'm really excited to have you on and get to talk to you a little bit more about some of the things that you focus on in your business. Can you start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and some of the key things that you work on as an advisor?
Sure. And hey, Kate, thank you for having me on today. My name is Michael Telford. I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, but now work for an RIA based out in San Francisco called Brio Financial Group. And I serve as a financial advisor and also the director of operations here. And our firm, we specialize in non-traditional families and planning for them. So originally that was specifically for the LGBTQ plus community. And has since expanded as our team has grown. And I would say that we focus on it all for our clients. We get really in the weeds on cash flow. Of course, retirement planning is always a hot topic, education planning, estate planning. We also try to partner with their CPAs to make sure we're giving a holistic tax strategy. So really, we try to be as much of a one-stop shop for our clients as possible.
That's great. I'm sure that your work with eMoney has shifted as your business has shifted and as you have grown and just started expanding to work with clients in more areas. What are some of the ways that you and your team use eMoney with and for your clients?
Yeah, so of all of our clients, I'd say about 80% of them, we do comprehensive financial planning for them because they pay for that separate service. And with eMoney, we try to set each and every one of them up with a profile. We try to give them access so that they can, link their accounts and have a live view into things and have this one-stop dashboard for their whole financial lives. Of course, we also have some older school clients that are less prone to wanting to link things up and maybe still provide us data the old school way. But really, we're setting everyone up in eMoney. We're talking to them about their goals, talking to them about their investments. Showing them, what we would call like their base plan, their current trajectory if they didn't make any changes. And then it's lots and lots and lots of iterations off of that with different scenario analysis, different, layering in different pieces of advice we want to give them, encouraging our clients to ask what if constantly so that we can kind of get into their heads and understand exactly what it is that they're looking for. And then we use the tool to demonstrate each and every one of those things. And I think one of the ways that it provides a ton of value is we don't just have to have clients take us for our word. We can show them. If we want to show a Roth conversion scenario, we can give them the estimated break-even date and actually give them a kind of a dollar figure, kind of what impact we're having with the advice that we're giving them.
That's so cool. I think it's great that you are able to really meet with your clients, get in the weeds of what they are looking for and what it is that they want, because I'm sure that that's so important to not only have those discussions, but then to be able to show them where the numbers would fall in that case, with the help of eMoney. You mentioned that you work closely in planning for LGBTQ and non-traditional families. There are naturally different planning needs for every type of family and client. How does eMoney allow you to get specific in those planning needs and the desires of those clients?
Yeah, so within that community, you definitely have some differences. I mean, right off the bat, I think there's a lot less families in that community that have children. So A lot of the times you're thinking more of their chosen family as opposed to their like blood family. And so layering those people into like the friends and family page and making sure you're well aware of each one of those people that they've considered their chosen family and what their intentions are for that person. And then for like the members of that community that decide to have children, you know, we have to be very familiar with like the adoption and the surrogate process and just knowledgeable about the costs, the timelines, and all of those things. And then as long as we have that knowledge base, we can go back to the plan and build them close to an accurate representation of how that might look should they choose to go down that path. But eMoney really allows us to get specific with it. It allows us to show like how things will change year by year from a tax standpoint, an income or cash flow standpoint. And all those reports are very useful because you can get as high level or as granular as you really want with the client based on what they're wanting to see.
It's great to hear that it allows you to really get specific adoption, surrogate, you know, different situations that could, or different scenarios that could present themselves to your clients. Are there certain features within eMoney that have allowed you to customize for a client with specific needs, like something like adoption or surrogacy?
Yeah, absolutely. So within like the plans, I spend 90% of my time with clients in the decision center, I'd say. So, you know, for some of my clients, you'll see countless advanced scenarios below there of just modeling out all the different things that the client's asking for. So without the decision center, I would be pretty lost. And then with that, I'm always like checking like various reports and sometimes showing clients some of those more detailed reports, depending on what they're wanting to see. But just making sure that I'm being accurate and, you know, reasonable in my assumptions. So I think some of that reporting helps me get there. But by and large, we're spending the vast majority of our time just in the decision center and sometimes even doing like live planning with the clients, which they tend to really value.
Yeah, that's so cool. I know you mentioned, you know, working with them and giving them this experience of, okay, we're able to see what's happening. Are there features within eMoney? And I know you mentioned you use the decision center a lot. Is there anything specific that you use that allows you to make the planning experience a really collaborative one for your clients?
What makes it collaborative, I'd say, is when I'm able to get them on like a Zoom call or in person in the office and we just share my screen and I'll actually let them see how the sausage is made. Like I'll pull up advanced planning and show them as I'm doing it. And I think this helps teach the clients too as you're going through. And I think a lot of our clients come to us not only for advice, but for an education around finances. And so that helps with bridge that gap a little bit. And it also just gets their creativity going, which I really enjoy to see when clients, you can just tell they're excited by what they're looking at. And that starts to spark lots and lots more questions. And to us, you know, the more questions they're asking, the more engaged that client is, the better. Like those are the ideal dream clients for us to work with. So yeah, I mean, it really is just lots and lots of time in the decision center, in those advanced plans, and then making sure that we're being accurate by checking the reports pretty consistently as well.
I love that you mentioned the education around finances, because I'm sure that bridging that gap is so important in also creating that interactive experience and getting an experience where your clients feel that customized plan is available to them, because the more of an understanding that they have around what's happening, the more confidence it will give them in where their financial plan is headed. And I'm sure you've had many rewarding experiences as an advisor working with different clients. You mentioned that, you know, sometimes these clients, they don't know where to go for that financial advice, especially when it is maybe a non-traditional scenario. Can you share a rewarding experience that you've had as an advisor working with clients that eMoney played a part in?
Yeah, I mean, I've got so many, to be honest. I mean, anytime I'm involved with either helping plan for a new child or adoption or something, I mean, that's so rewarding. And to get to have known, to have gotten to know those clients before the kid, and then to get to know them with that kid and you know, I've had clients that I've worked with for 4 or 5 years, and it's just awesome to kind of see that kid grow up. And they send me pictures each and every time they send me an email of how much older these kids are getting. And I mean, that's super, super rewarding and part of why I'm doing this. But also, like, anytime I've been able to help clients buy their dream home, and especially out in California or San Francisco, where that can be incredibly expensive and feel like it's so far away. But to help those clients that don't have massive windfalls coming in and be able to do that type of thing. Or, you know, one more interesting thing I've had happen in the past couple of years is I've had clients wanting to move to Portugal that have wanted to get a golden visa. So helping them throughout that process and kind of showing them that they'd be okay within e-money, even with this big outflow of money to kind of get that entry spot for the golden visa over there. And then, of course, retirement's the big one. And I think, you know, we're doing that planning for people constantly, but it is so, so rewarding to actually see someone transition from the workforce to retirement successfully, and to get those updates about how happy they are and what cool things they're doing or childhood dreams they're living out with all this newfound time. I just love it.
It will probably be so cool for you as an advisor to continue working with those clients who have that, let's say, 4 or 5 year old child right now, in 20 years, to be able to help them maybe fund their child's college education or a wedding, or see them become clients. That will probably be such a cool experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And we do try and get involved with our clients' families as well as they grow up, and even before they're 18 and can, you know, have their own brokerage account or whatever. You know, we want to meet with them. We want to offer that education to clients' kids, because they're not necessarily getting that in their schooling system or at home. Everyone's got different circumstances. So again, back to us being educators, it's such a rewarding part of the experience.
Absolutely. I know that you mentioned focusing on younger families. Sometimes you have clients who do have that windfall. And so in that situation, does the planning experience look any different for a client who's experienced a life event where they've incurred a windfall versus the clients who maybe have not incurred that windfall?
Yeah, I mean, in the Bay Area, when we talk about windfalls, we're typically talking about some sort of like IPO or like company tender offer, like a big liquidity event. I mean, occasionally we're planning for windfalls that are like inheritance related or something like that. But by and large, it's like stock options or RSUs that have just taken off. And so a lot of the times it's helping to control these clients' spending, because that can be a lot of newfound money. And while that's great, we want our clients to spend more if they have it, we also want to show them the consequences of spending that much more in perpetuity and how it might change their plan. But then also the exciting parts of getting a windfall. A lot of the time, that's when a client's finally able to have that down payment on a home, or finally able to start helping out their family that lives in a different country or in a different state and isn't as well to do. So we can be modeling out gifting as well, because, you know, we want to reduce the taxable hit to the client. So starting to layer in a client's charities into the planning software, and maybe modeling out like donor advised fund type contributions and distributions, so they can see kind of what impact that can have, not only to like their tax savings in this year, but into the charities in future years. So there's so much that comes with this windfall planning. But a lot, I'd say to summarize, it's trying to keep the client's head on their shoulders, because depending on the size of the windfall, it can really change the way they view their money. And then two is just helping them achieve those big dreams with that money in as smart of a way as possible. Yeah.
It's so cool. It sounds like it's just that extra layer of attention needed for that financial plan, and understanding what role that will play in the bigger picture. Like you mentioned, how that could affect your taxes or what it is that they want to do with that windfall that's coming through. So that's great to hear. If you could share one piece of advice, or it could be multiple pieces of advice, for advisors who have clients with specific planning needs, what's your advice to them when using e-money?
First and foremost is you got to know the system. So making sure that you've done all of like the training components that e-money has to offer, calling in when you have questions or chatting the e-money coaches. And then the thing that's been most powerful for me has just been creating my own plan and then just making lots and lots of what ifs, even what ifs that don't really apply to me, but building those additional scenarios based on those, you know, helps with practice and repetition to be able to do this well and also do it well live in front of clients, because you don't want to be fumbling around while you're trying to build something live. But also, if you build your own plan, you're more likely to notice the mistakes in it because you know your own situation so well typically. So that's really how I got started using this tool back in 2017. And then the last thing I'd add, I think I've already mentioned this, but just to reiterate, I always check like cash flow reports and like income tax reports to verify for accuracy. Even as familiar as I am with the tool now, I'm constantly catching mistakes that I make or just like little things I need to tweak. And so having that as a safety net is a really good thing to get used to, checking those reports.
Great tips and great insight into what an advisor can do any money, especially hearing, you know, everything from identifying those what ifs and implementing them and the scenarios, but then also the cash flow reports, all of those different features to have them work together for a cohesive experience is really cool to hear. So I'm sure that other advisors listening in will find that helpful, especially if they're new users to the application, understanding how those features can enhance their planning experience, whether it's for their own plan or for the plans of clients. I'm sure that that's really great for them to walk away with from today's conversation. Okay, jumping off the last question, and this is our last question. What's one piece of the application that you'd recommend an advisor really gets to know well as they jump into the planning experience?
Yeah, probably no surprise here, but the Decision Center. And not just the Decision Center, but the advanced plans within the Decision Center. Because I think the basics that you have set up in eMoney are great, but they can only get you so far. You really have to get used to building those advanced plans and knowing, you know, what's an addition to the plan, what's a change to the plan, what's a subtraction from the plan, what each thing does, what the impact of doing one thing does to another. Yeah, I think the more familiar you can get with advanced planning, the sooner you'll be able to do like live planning in front of clients and really actually show them what they're wanting to see within the Decision Center. And I think that's when the real value add comes. It's also when you can reiterate exactly how much you're having an impact with your advice. So I think you can make yourself like a look better. You can make yourself like a stickier advisor that someone wants to work with for a long, long time. Yeah. And I think once you get to know the Decision Center and advanced planning within it, you can really model out almost anything that your clients are looking for.
I am, of course, have a different perspective being here at eMoney, but yes, I would echo everything you said about the Decision Center. So it's very helpful to hear that from the advisor perspective, that the Decision Center has helped you, and I'm sure all of the reports within that area of the application have been helpful. We do actually have a couple Decision Center podcast episodes that people can listen to get to know the Decision Center a little bit better and understand its capabilities if they are not already using it. But great tips. Thank you so much. Michael, it was great to have you today. Thank you for everything that you shared about planning for non-traditional families. I know we have other advisors who are working with non-traditional families or just different situations and scenarios, whether that be around retirement or planning for those younger families. So I'm really confident that they will leave today inspired to get in the weeds and also to get creative. I love that you talked about getting creative in the application, in the planning process. So I think that that's something that they'll definitely be able to do. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. Michael shared some great information on features he uses frequently in the planning process for clients that have niche circumstances to help them feel understood and confident in their financial life. As a reminder, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us about anything podcast related at knowledgebasecontent@emoneyadvisor.com. And check out the help menu in the application for any resources related to the features we discuss in each episode. We'll catch you on another episode soon.